rescue via a moat on Marissa Melton. Officials and survivors say the volcanic eruption in Congo and the ensuing chaos have killed at least 15 people and that more than 500 homes have been destroyed. The United Nations Children's Agency said Sunday that the eruption of Mount Nyiragongo on Saturday night sent around 5,000 people in the city of Goma fleeing across the nearby border into Rwanda. More than 170 people were still feared missing on Sunday. UNICEF officials said they were organizing transit centers to help unaccompanied children in the wake of the disaster. The city of Goma ultimately was largely spared the mass destruction it suffered the last time the volcano erupted, which was in 2002. Israeli police on Sunday escorted more than 120 Jewish visitors to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where police actions in recent weeks have ignited protests and violence that triggered war in Gaza, this according to the Islamic Authority overseeing the site. The authority said police had cleared young Palestinians out of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and barred entry to Muslims under the age of 45. Muslims who entered were required to leave their IDs with police at the entrance to the mosque. Israeli police denied there was any age restriction. They said they arrested five suspects who, violated the public order. Israeli police had briefly clashed with Palestinian protesters after Friday prayers in an early test for a ceasefire that took effect hours earlier. The Islamic Authority said Sunday it was the first time Jews had been allowed to visit the site since May the 4th, that's a week before the war broke out. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken is reaffirming U.S. support for a two-state solution as the only way to provide hope to Israelis and Palestinians. This is VOA News. Comments from an International Olympic Committee vice president saying the Tokyo Olympics will go on even if the city is under a COVID-19 state of emergency have stirred a backlash in Japan. John Coates made the statement a few days ago. He repeated what the IOC and organizers locally had been saying, but his tone was defiant, and that has stirred things up. Criticism has been strong on social media and among prominent figures in Japan. A Belarusian journalist wanted by the government of Alexander Lukashenko was under arrest after the plane he was traveling on made an unscheduled landing today in Minsk after what appears to have been a false bomb threat. Roman Pratasevich was taken away by police shortly after the Ryanair flight, which was on a scheduled route from Athens to Vilnius, landed in the Belarusian capital. Local media say no bomb was found. It was unclear who had reported the bomb threat. Chinese state media say 21 people have died while running a mountain cross-country ultra marathon in the country's northwest after hail, freezing rain, and gale-force winds hit the high-altitude race. One runner who quit the race said other runners weren't dressed for winter-like conditions. Many were wearing short-sleeved tops. A woman who worked for the race organizer said there were no predictions of extreme weather for the day of the race. However, the local branch of the National Early Warning Information Center had warned for the past 3 days of hail and strong winds expected on Sunday. Iran's parliament speaker says international inspectors may no longer access surveillance images of the Islamic Republic's nuclear sites, escalating tensions amid diplomatic efforts in Vienna to save Tehran's atomic accord with world powers. The comments aired by state TV further underscored the narrowing window for the United States and the others to reach terms with Iran. The Islamic Republic was already enriching and stockpiling uranium levels at a level far beyond those allowed by the 2015 international nuclear deal. And Iran media reports the country has started rolling blackouts, which officials blame on heat, drought impacting hydropower generation, and surging electricity demand blamed in part on cryptocurrency mining. Iran state television says Tehran and several other cities have been hit by unannounced power cuts, sparked complaints from consumers, disrupted businesses, and damaged household appliances. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.